Morning. Let's see here. Ron, you're out in the narthex. Pastor Ron. He's not hearing me. That's okay. Michael. And everybody's wondering, what was that all about? I left my phone in the men's room. Yeah, it's true. It wasn't a ladies' room. Yeah. I did that Friday night. Bonnie and I went to the Olive Garden, and we went out and got in the truck and got ready to leave, and I patted my pockets and said, I laid it on the toilet paper dispenser in the men's room. So, you know, and I'm thinking, it's not going to be there. I went back in, and sure enough, you couldn't even see it. It was black on black. So, anyways, life's little crisis, life's little pleasures. Got a lot of things going on. Peggy will share with you a few things. A couple things I wanted to point out that we're having a new membership class, and it begins July 14th. We'll go for 5 Sundays to August the 11th, at which time we will take in new members. And we have a handful of people that wanted to join, which is another reason we started a class. If you are interested, please let me know or let the office know. And we will meet, as usual, during Sunday school down by my office. Also, just so you know, the insert in your bulletin about the blood drive, which is on July 8th, held downstairs in the gym. We always need help for that. Any donation of desserts to feed those who donate. And the date on that is July 8th. It says May 13th in the bulletin. The insert. Oh, okay. So in this copy, it's not correct. But All right. Technical difficulty there. Okay. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name and thank you, thank you, thank you for this sacred and holy ground upon which we're gathered. Thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us in spite of the mistakes, in spite of the sinfulness, in spite of our pride and our arrogance. You love us. Thank you, God. And Lord, in this place, we praise you. In any place, we praise you. For you alone are worthy of our praise. You alone. You are the great I am, the creator of life, the author and sustainer of life, the giver of immortal gladness. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit. Come into this service and into our hearts, our homes, our church, and mold us and shape us into the new creatures in Christ that you would have us be, and fill us with continual praise for you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. For all of this we pray in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, everyone. As you make your way back to your seats, I would like to offer a very warm welcome to anyone who is visiting with us today. If you are visiting with us today, be sure that you take a welcome packet that is hanging on the shepherd's crook in the narthex, and we hope to see you again. Please don't forget to sign the pew register and pass it to the end of the pew so that the ushers can pick it up at the end of the service. In our moments of informality, I'd like to highlight a few of the announcements. One would be that we're going to be having that wonderful giveaway program again that we have here at First Church. It will be a back-to-school giveaway held on September the 7th. You can read all the information in the bulletin concerning that giveaway, and we do hope that you have items that you can donate and also that you can volunteer to help at that time. Also, take note of the summer schedule for Sunday school classes. The rehab will be helping Sunday school classes in July and August. and Pastor Bruce and Pastor Ron will be conducting those services. Our picnic, our annual picnic, will be on August 26th at Ocala Park. And if you've come in the past, you know we've used a certain grove. This time we are using a different grove. It will be Pine Pavilion, so take note of that. And we will be passing a sign-up sheet later on in the month for your event. Are there any further announcements that anyone would like to mention? Okay. There being none, let us turn our hearts and minds to our Lord. Reminded me that we have a memory verse that she would like me to do now. The memory verse is at the top of the bulletin. It's from Psalm 118. Let us repeat it twice. Psalm 18:6. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. Psalm 118:6. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. Let us begin our worship. Would you please stand for the call to worship? Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise God in his mighty throne. Praise God for his mighty deeds.
Praise God for his mighty deeds.
Praise God with trumpet sound. Praise God with tambourine and dance. Praise God with sounding cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Please remain standing for hymn number 539, O Spirit of the Living God.
Lord, and please be seated. Stephanie. Yeah, Stephanie. Yeah, come on down. Bonnie. John. You. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes. I was trying to think of childlike people. Give me five. 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 Who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. One of my favorite expressions, it's very popular in our family, matter of fact, is the phrase, praise the Lord. And I believe that there is nothing more important in our whole lives than praising the Lord. We are to praise the Lord all the time. So right now I want you to bring somebody up here that you think a lot of, somebody that's important to you, somebody you can say nice things about. Okay, so bring them up here. I'm going to bring a couple down myself. Ed, could I trouble you? Fritz, can you come down here, please? Come on. Dot. Thanks. Over here, Dot. Join these. These are my three. I brought three down. Okay. Steph, what can you say good about this young lady?
She puts up with me.
She puts up with you? That's high praise. Anything else you want to praise her for?
She's very caring, and she takes being a mother and a wife seriously.
Oh, you got a good heart. Good heart. Bonnie, what can you say here?
She has a sweet and gentle spirit, and when we came, she was one of the first people to welcome me into this congregation.
John?
Well, when the times get tough with this girl, she gets going. We've had some tough times, and she kept going.
Yeah, there were times we thought you weren't going to be here.
That's right.
But here you are. So, tenacity. What? Say something nice about her. Best mom in the whole wide world. Okay. Fritz does whatever I ask him.
Sometimes.
Not without lip, but he does whatever I ask him. And he lets me pick on him all the time. So we have fun. Ed is very talented. Gift. Choking me up, Ed. Ed's very talented, gifted, knowledgeable, and busy. He gives his heart and soul to this church. He's a leader among men. He's the leader. Dot is another leader, works quietly in the background, has a very, very important ministry among the many that she does. She wears many hats, and she visits people. She sets the example of what a Christian woman is and does the funeral dinners, organizes them, sometimes at the drop of a hat. So I sing their praises. While there are people, and this lady here has a tremendous faith, good Christian woman, good Christian wife, puts up with my craziness, and if you think I'm odd, you don't know the half of it. I'm a lot odder than you think. And yet she has her own burdens that she bears. But she's an amazing mother, an amazing sister, amazing aunt, an amazing friend. So kudos and high praises to her. And we do that, you know. We talk highly about other people, and we praise one another, which is a good thing to do. We should lift each other up and sing each other's praises. But there is nobody more important in the whole world, since this is all for you. There is nobody and nothing more important in this whole world that deserves our praise more than Jesus the Christ. God created us to worship him and to praise him and to lift high the name of Jesus. With every breath that we take, we should be praising Jesus. So where do we praise Jesus at? Church? Where else? Right? We praise Jesus everywhere. And when do we praise Jesus? Okay, at night when you're going to bed, when you're in church. I'll tell you this, we should praise Jesus all the time. All the time and everywhere. Why do we praise Jesus? Because Jesus is worthy of our praise. And the only one that's worthy of our praise, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And we praise Jesus in the good times, right? And we praise Jesus in the bad times, too. We are created to praise God with every breath that we take. That's what we read in our call to worship, Psalm 150. The next line says that let everything that breathes praise the Lord. So that's what we're to do. So you folks that came up, congratulations to the praise that you received. You may be seated. My spare children, if you'll gather around, let's huddle up. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, there are so many reasons we should praise you. Selfish reasons sometimes. But God, you deserve our praise. For you are the Lord God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, the author and sustainer of life, the giver of immortal gladness. And you love us. That's why we should praise you. No matter what's going on in life, help us to praise you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
praise.
Oh, that'll work too. That's good.
God this morning is taken from the book of Philippians, Paul's letter to the people of Philippi, first chapter, verse 9 through 11. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with the knowledge and discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness which come through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Will the ushers please come forth for our tithes and offerings?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we do praise you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to praise you with being here, with offering up prayers, with offering up song, with offering up love for one another and for you. We thank you for this opportunity to praise you with our tithes and our offerings. And, O Lord God, we pray that you would bless and multiply these gifts, use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Joys and concerns. We have a pretty neat joy here today. Lou and Jerry. Lou and Jerry, 63 years today. Wow. Cool. Yeah.
Little Willie was born to Sarah and Joey this week.
Sarah and Joey had their second. Lily Diane was born this past week. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. A little cutie. She was on Facebook. A little cutie. Barney and I have been married 41 years, and she said only the first 40 are the hardest. Other joys.
Fritz and I celebrated our 41st anniversary this week.
41st anniversary this week. Fritz and Diane. Yep. And they're celebrating again today with an aunt that's coming in, correct? Are you? Oh, you're going out somewhere. Okay. Other joys, anybody else? Indoor plumbing, yes. Thank you. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Never forget to give God thanks for the little things and the great big things and everything in between. For our concerns, everybody's responsibility. Mine, yours, write it down or make a note mentally and lift these things up in prayer to God. FUMC, our church, we covet your prayers always for our church. Pray for our country and our country's leaders. Whether you like the politicians, doesn't matter, and whether you like them or not. We pray for the office. Biblically, we are called to do that, to support our government. So pray for the office. Pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. Everybody is called to do that. Pray for those who are battling addiction, for our first responders, men and women and their families in the military. Pray for our youth group. Pray for our young people in our communities. Pray for Pastor Ron and Robin and their ministry team. Pray for those who are poor, not just financially, but spiritually as well. Pray for the homeless. There are people who are living with others, but they don't have a place of their own. They are homeless. On the back of your bulletin, there is homework for you to take home, a prayer list. Need your attention. Pray for Bob. I have I've got a service this afternoon at Redstone Highlands, and after that service, I've got to go over to see Bob, who's in the hospital. Bob had another stroke, and can't talk, and things are not good. And pray for Phil, and Phil also is in critical condition at the hospital, and Pastor Ron is going to visit him right after church. Pray for David in Virginia, for Noreen, for Matt and family, for the Herp family. Who else? Okay, yeah, pray for Deb. She has to work a festival this coming week, and heat and everything. Who else do we want to pray for? Okay. Bob is having some high-risk surgery tomorrow. Well, I'll see him today. Shirley? Okay. Let's pray for Shirley. Kids going to camp. Pray for Lisa. Yes. Our office manager, Lisa, needs our prayers. Pray for Lisa. Anybody else? Okay, what were the names? Rocky and Joshua. Unspoken? Raise your hand. For all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we thank you for all our blessings. Definitely, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for the shoestrings and erasers and ink pens. Thank you for bread and butter and salt and pepper and milk, coffee, couches, TVs, radios, running water. Thank you, Lord, for surgery, for the generosity of others, for the gift of life, for nature, for everything. Blessed be your holy name. And God, by faith, we lift up into the light and love of your presence all of those who have been made known here today, spoken and unspoken. We pray for Bob, Lord. Form a hedge of protection around about Bob and fill him with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. Fill him with the peace that passes all understanding. We lift up to you, Phil. We pray that you fill him with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. We lift up to you, David and Virginia, Noreen and Deb and Shirley and kids going to camp and Rocky and Joshua and Lisa. The Herp family, Pastor Ron and Robin and the team, for those battling addiction, God. We're praying for supernatural intervention. We pray for our first responders, men and women in the military, for our church and our country, at all levels of the government. We lift up to you, Lord, the community dinners, sizzling Saturday night worship at the worship cafe. We pray, God, for our aches and our pains, our marriages. We pray for work, for our vehicles, for the bills, the stress in our lives. We pray for our children, our homes, and our pets. We believe, God, help our unbelief. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. It is written, the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. We'll take that, Lord. And all honor and glory and praise to you and to you alone. For all this we pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, beginning with verse 18. This then is the word of the Lord. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Well, like we were telling the kids, one of the most important jobs, if not the most important job that we have as Christians, is to praise the Lord, to praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's why we were created, and praising God is the highest form of prayer there is. I'm telling you, we're told to baptize the whole world, right? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and teach them to obey everything that Jesus has commanded us. People are not going to pay attention to us if all we do is moan and groan and complain when the world falls apart around us. But when the world falls apart around us, when bad things are happening to us, and we are praising God, when we are praising the Lord, in spite of all that, then people see us. What a witness that is. What great faith. Because to praise God, you have to first believe that he exists. I praised Bonnie. I praised Dot. I praised Fritz and Ed. Because I've seen what they can do. I see what they do. I believe in them. I believe in them. God, the creator of the whole universe, said, I am always with you, even to the end of the age. And we believe in him too, don't we? And nobody is more worthy of our praise. Nobody. There is nothing in all of creation that is more worthy of our praise than the Lord God Almighty, our Heavenly Father, Jesus. And we should be praising him to our friends and our family and to our enemies. People should see us praising God everywhere, all the time, in the store, at restaurants, in family meetings, hanging out with our friends. We should praise God with the things that we say and with the things that we do and with the things that we don't do. Our lives should be a banner of praise to the Lord God Almighty because he deserves it. Because God alone is worthy. And because it'll set us free. When you're praising God, when things are falling apart around you, you get caught up in that praise. And that praise lifts you up into his presence. And there's peace and joy and energy there. We, as Christians, are called to praise the Lord, regardless of what the rest of the world thinks, regardless of what the rest of the world does to us. Always praise the Lord. Like it says in Psalm 150, let everything that breathes praise the Lord. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stop Diane. She's shaking in her shoes over here. There's no way to stump her, okay? Unless we made something up by Led Zeppelin or Deep Purple or I don't know. But anyways, we are going to look in your hymnals. We are going to call out some of our favorite hymns. We are going to sing one verse. That way we can get more hymns in. So we've got about 10, maybe 15 minutes. What? 381? 381.
Why 171?
There's something about that name. What is it? 2282. Black Book. Faith We Sing. Thank you. choice. Sing it out there. 301? 301. Raise your hand, just call them out. 717, standing as we sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic, our closing song.
Thank you.
Okay, I know that some of us are going home to some world of ache and pain and hurt and loneliness and addiction and fear. And my advice, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord anyway and always, everywhere, all the time. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, you get into the habit of praising the Lord, praise the Lord, it will set you free. Life will be so much better. There is power in praising the Lord. It is the highest form of praise. It puts a smile on God's face. And it is a witness to a world that desperately needs a witness from us. Praise the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord, we pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us and fill us with the joy of the Lord. For as it says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Fill us with continual praise for you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. No matter where we go, no matter what we face, no matter what time it is, all honor and glory and praise to you. In Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen. Amen.